From Michigan Radio, this is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. In areas where floods were once rare, now some neighborhoods are flooding repeatedly. Stormwater sewers are being overwhelmed by more intense storms. Most of the solutions call for big pipes and expensive construction. But a group of researchers is instead helping cities use their current systems better. There's an app for that. The idea is fairly simple. Even when there's a lot of rain, there are parts of the sewer system that aren't full. There's storage capacity. The problem is, you have to know where. The answer is going to be different for every system.
Some places are dealing with very sort of large-scale flooding, while others are dealing with water quality impairments. Here in the Great Lakes region, we have a confluence of those.
That's Bronco Kirkes. He's an associate professor leading a group of PhD students from the University of Michigan's College of Engineering. You've heard of self-driving cars. Well, they're engineering self-operating sewer systems. Kirkes says a rainstorm doesn't hit a city the same way everywhere at the same time.
So a good example is it's raining a lot in one part of town. It's not raining that much in another part of town. So you might have storage assets that are not full all the time.
Kirkes and his team have been experimenting with cheap monitors that are hooked to the internet. By looking at a computer screen or even a phone, sewer system operators can see what's going on.
What are the conditions? Do I have extra storage over here? Can I close that valve to allow another part of the system to drain out? Just like a car that's self-driving steers itself, given changing conditions, water systems of the future may be able to control themselves dynamically in response to these inputs.
The Washtenaw County Water Resources Commission has been working with Kirkes and his team. Harry Sheehan is the Chief Deputy Water Resources Commissioner. He's showing me a pond where some of the monitors were used.
This costs $500. You can plunk them down anywhere, right? It's got a solar panel, and it's got a modem in it, so it can tell you what the levels of water are very quickly. So, you know, it's cheap, it's low maintenance. It gives you lots of information.
For Washtenaw County, the sensors are helping to identify where there are choke points. They can install the monitors in storage ponds and a creek that connects them. After a couple of years, they've gathered lots of data about how the creek and ponds behave during heavy storms.
And when we hire an engineering consultant to do a modeling to see what can be done there and what the design should look like, they already have the data, right? So you've already collected $30,000 worth of data for a few hundred bucks.
That'll help Washtenaw County figure out how to better manage stormwater and save some money. In a nearby larger system, Kirkes and his researchers are taking it a step further. The Great Lakes Water Authority operates water and wastewater systems for a big chunk of southeast Michigan, the city of Detroit, Wayne, Macomb, and Oakland counties, and beyond. There, researchers are not only putting the sensors in sewer pipes, but they're getting more precise, real-time information about where it's raining. They're looking at ways to remotely activate valves and inflatable dams in the pipes to direct water where they have storage capacity and help to avoid dumping untreated or partly treated sewage into the Detroit River. John Norton is Director of Energy Research and Innovation at the Great Lakes Water Authority. He says in just a few years, the sewer system could be controlled by artificial intelligence.
What we need is controls to build automatic controls. Well, we have that. We need sensors to figure out what's going on. Like you pointed out, there's rainfall sensors. There's actual predictions using, you know, radar and NOAA data. So there's a variety of different sensors. And how do we integrate all that in? And then there's the algorithms themselves.
Norton says they could have a system like that in place as soon as 2 or 3 years from now. Other cities, such as Cincinnati and South Bend, Indiana, already have similar systems.
I still can't believe that we can manage sewers, and that not only do we manage sewers, but that artificial intelligence is being used to help us manage sewers.
Smart sewers won't solve everything. As climate change continues, more big concrete pipes and underground storage will be necessary in some places. But this system will make what wastewater systems have right now work more efficiently and do it quickly and cheaply. With the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.